Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny and very troubled planet. As usual, we are fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the evening sky. They both rise in the east between 6 and 7 p.m. The moon this week is approaching the new moon phase, which means stargazing for those faint objects is going to become a lot easier as the week goes on.
You've got news about a comet and its last appearance?
Indeed. It is comet C2020F3 Neowise. We'll be making a spectacular final appearance in our dawn skies this week, and will be visible shortly before sunrise. And even though it will be visible to the naked eye as a fuzzy blob, it is best appreciated through a pair of binoculars as it sails through the solar system on its way to an approach of our sun.
All right, you've got everybody's attention, Chris. Where are we looking for this thing now?
Well, it's currently in the northeast, not far from the star Capella in the constellation of Auriga. Capella is known here in Hawaii as Hokulei and is part of the starline Kikaa o Makalii. In order to accurately determine its position, it is recommended you consult a star chart because it is quite faint. And it's easy to lose with the naked eye amongst all the other bright stars in that region of the sky.
How long do folks have to see it?
Well, the best viewing will be this week. And it's not very long, unfortunately, because it's getting nearer to the sun. Now, this is twofold because it means the comet's tail will likely become brighter as it warms on its approach, but ultimately it will whip around the sun and be obscured from view.
And this comet seems to have come out of nowhere. Give us a little bit of information on when it was discovered.
Well, it's a very recent discovery, actually. It was discovered by NASA's Neowise Space Telescope in March. Neowise is designed to look for hazardous near-Earth asteroids.
And does that mean there's some sort of hazard with this thing? I'm guessing not from your lack of urgency.
You're absolutely right. There's no danger posed by the comet. It's on an epic celestial journey, with its orbit taking it around the sun once every 7,000 years or so. It's what we call a long-period comet. So unless you're willing to wait another few thousand years, now is the time to catch Neowise before it heads out back into the dark.
Sounds like good advice, and thank you so much, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer, which you can find at hawaiipublicradio.org.